You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen, and it's Friday, so you know it's a mini episode. As we get to do this more and more together, I always have that conversation with organizations that I interact with, especially particular employees, where they turn around and they tell me that they feel that they are the voice of the voiceless. Now, they might not use that exact same wording, but that is exactly what is portrayed as they're giving me the information. So what do you do inside of your organization to make that change? What happens with your safety program when nothing's happening at all? Do you feel that you're disregarded by the C-suite, by the upper management, because nothing's going on with inside of your organization? Are you truly the voice of the voiceless? How are you able to present that and change that whole concept inside of your organization? Keep in mind that most operations and organizations want proof and validity on what you're doing inside of the organization. So maybe you don't have to be the voice of the voiceless. Maybe you just need to be a person that can prove what you're doing inside of your safety program inside of the organization. Maybe not being the silent safety person can change the aspects of safety inside of your organization. Don't be the voice of the voiceless. Bring it into the forefront and speak away about what concerns you have related to your safety program, safety actions, and other things related into your organization. Keep in mind that when you start talking about safety and using concepts that you can apply within the organization, you're going to have a lot more response with that. Remember, a lot of people want to see proof on what you can do, and you can do those things, but you have to do it into a context that they understand. And I know that there's some people out there that will end up turning around and saying that it sounds silly when a safety person is trying to give concept inside of terms that the operation uses. But at the end of the day, that's going to be the important part, because you have to speak a common language. You can still use your safety language, but if you start using acronyms, you're going to throw some of the operational teams off. So don't be the voice of the voiceless. If you want to chat more about this, feel free on coming by to our website at safetyfm.com. Look at us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, or even LinkedIn. And if you're interested in listening to more about Safety FM, feel free on downloading the Safety FM Apple app, Android app, or you can always listen to us on an Alexa skill. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.